Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another time of Astromind 2012. Let's welcome Roy Espinoza. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, for those who have ever been on our show, we do a lot of psychic readings. And we do have a website online. I just wanted to mention either on Facebook or you can look on James Rink Facebook as well. And we go by the Amazing Mindbenders. Espinoza Brothers, and that we are also hypnotists, and we are also psychics. And how many years have we been doing it now, Roy, hypnosis?
Been over 15 years.
15 years, and we've been doing a lot of psychic readings. And how many years have we been doing psychic readings, Roy?
Yeah, pretty close to that. Pretty close to that.
Well, it's been a while since we've done, a lot of that. We used to be known as the Espinoza Brothers, but now we're called the Amazing Mindbender Hypnotist. And that is our stage name. And anybody would like to know more about what we do as far as with hypnosis and programming, we do that. We also do a lot of energetic work. We do what we call geotrans, and also we do emotional code and deprogramming. And deprogramming has a lot to do also with hypnosis, because you're deprogramming the mind, and you're also learning to deprogram the spirit as well, using codes to deprogram your energetic fields. And so a lot of this programming has a lot of different names that has to do with programming. So for an example, if people feel like they've been abducted, then that's called the Twilight Zone programming. And so there's different names for different programs. For an example, if you have an S in your letter of your name, this is part of your DNA, so then you would have the program of the scorpion, you would have the program of the snake, and you'd have the program of the Black Widow spider programming. Now, Black Widow spider programming has a lot to do with people that get into a situation that they can't get themselves out of. That's what we call Black Widow spider programming. That's when you're in a web and you feel like, oh, I can't get out of this web, or I'm in this relationship because, they have Black Widow. Scorpion comes in after the Black Widow. So after you get into the Black Widow of the web, then what happens is the scorpion starts to sting you. And so that's why we call, people that are scorpion that are very aggressive. So there's different programs for different things. And they have the Alice in Wonderland programming. Now that has to do with, people that have ever been to Disneyland, maybe back when they were a kid. You have a lot of fantasies, you think a lot, you daydream a lot, you go into constant dream states, or even when you sleepwalk. A lot of people sleepwalk, so they call that Alice in Wonderland programming. So you're always kind of in a daze. That's what Alice in Wonderland programming is. And so you think outside of the box, And you're very susceptible, to be hypnotized, because once you've been hypnotized, you can always be hypnotized. Isn't that right, Roy?
Oh, yeah. it gets a lot easier. People so, really enjoy it.
So, you know, it's just kind of like how you, you know, perceive reality. That's what Alice in Wonderland Pro, I'm just kind of explaining the programs right now about the deprogramming stuff. There's another one called the checkerboard programming. Checkerboard has a lot to do with people that have triggers when they, like, they'll go into, like, either a seizure or a coma. And they'll see a black and white checkerboard. So, for an example, if they see a car that has a black and white, you know, on the front and the back, that's what we call checkerboard programming. If they see tiles that have, it looks like a checkerboard, and they usually put these in kitchens, you know, the new kitchens, or their, maybe even their cabinets might be checkerboard programming. You'll see black and white, you know, that will look like checkerboards. A lot of people say it has to do with the chess program. So it's either chess or it's checkerboard, depending on what colors you're looking at. But it'll trigger something in your brain that will send off a signal. And particularly for people that have checkered, people usually that have that program are usually the ones that have seizures a lot, seizures and people that go into comas. It triggers their brain whenever they see that. Now, some people, they see, you know, different things and phobias that, that trigger your brain. So this they're all, they all have different programs, and this is all part of our programming. And a lot of people say, you know, we have alien implants in us, microchips, and that's also part of the, that's connected to the program. People that have been abducted for that specific reason. It goes a lot more deeper into that. I won't go into that tonight, but if anybody would like to learn more about deprogramming, let us know, and we'll go ahead and get to that. Let's go ahead and start with our readings. We have a lot of people, looks like tonight. Let's go with the first caller from the 805 area. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. We welcome you to our show tonight. And where are you from?
California.
And again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you?
Well, I got on a internet dating thing, and I spoke to one guy named Johnny. He lives near me, about 10 minutes away. And then we started texting, and then it became kind of like not realistic, sort of. I mean, we hadn't even met. We decided to stop that, and then I'm out of town, so I'm going to meet him on the 17th. And I wanted to know, what are you picking up as far as a love relationship with him and I?
Nathan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And how long have you known this person for?
Well, not very long. You know, a couple weeks maybe. We texted and we talked once on the phone. But
And what's his first name?
John, but I call him Johnny.
Okay. So I was talking about the programs of programming, and as you know, we're both hypnotists, and from what I see from his name, and I'm just going to do a quick scan on him, this is a DNA scan. The letter J represents heart hook programming, and what that is he's dealing with a lot of heart hooks in his heart chakra, which is what's causing a lot of his problems from his programming to love. So this creates a lot of emotional upsets, broken hearts, a lot of heart walls, just there's a lot of things that he's working on right now. And, you know, it's not really his intent to break somebody's heart, but what the Heart Hook program is people that have Heart Hook programming, they tend to pull people into their lives, and at that very moment, it's because they feel the pain in their heart, so they want to pull in like a hook, and then heart, and then hook into their heart chakra. And so, you know, you got to be very careful with people that have that programming, because they're so used to getting their heart broke and breaking other people's because their heart's broken. And this is not his intent, but this is how he feels. And so if they feel like, see, they feel like a threat. If they feel like they can't get what they want, then they're going to be like, well, I can't get what I want, so I'm going to go over to this person. I'm going to break their heart. And I've had this happen to me before, you know, where I ran into Heart Hook programming. And so, and some people will just come out and say it. They'll say, hey, I can't get what I want, so I'm going to break your heart. And I'm going to show you what it feels like to have a broken heart. And so that's just a way for them to escape emotionally, because they've been hurt so many times, they don't have they don't know what unconditional love is. They just know what love with condition is. And so at this point, that's where he's at with his programming. And so the only way for him to break out of that is that he has to learn unconditional love. He has to learn what it feels like to feel love, because he never had it. And usually the people that are hardest to love are the ones that need it the most. Just like what me and Roy was talking about, you know, dark people. And a lot of it depends on what side of the energy that you feed. You know, you either feed your dark side or you feed your light side. But if you feed your dark side, then you're dealing with the archetypes that are on the shadow side instead of the light side. And so what's happened is that programming starts to take over. And so they think it's just something normal, you know, because that's just part of their programming. That's what they believe. For some people, it's like some people can, you know, like I was telling Roy, some people can even live dirty, and some people can they have to live clean. You know, little tiny things can bug them that can set them off. And a lot of that has to do with programming too, you know, like OCD, anxiety, anything that triggers you. that's all part of mind control stuff too. And so that's what's been going on with him, is that he's trying to balance his left and right brain in order to find balance in himself, to find peace. But with a lot of this shifting going on around the world, with this energy shift going on, a lot of people, it's affecting them rapidly, you know, emotionally. So a lot of this programming is starting to come out now, you know, a lot of this Heart Hook programming. And it also has a lot to do with Dragonfly. Now, Dragonfly is kind of like, it goes back to what I like to call Tinkerbell programming, and that has to do with the, like you've seen the movie Peter Pan. It has a lot to do with Peter Pan programming. So back when you were a kid, you know, you used to watch Peter Pan. And so Dragonfly, whenever you see the J, that has to start, it looks like a hook. That's Heart Hook programming. And then it's connected to Dragonfly programming. So Dragonfly is connected to Tinkerbell. Now, Tinkerbell has to do with the fairies. Now, he has a lot of fairy energy. Okay, very mischievous, very magical, but a trickster. You know, he likes to play tricks. He plays games.
Oh, God.
And and he has this fairy dust that he blows in your face, and it's like when he blows that fairy dust, it causes you confusion, and at that point, you really don't know, you know, where this relationship is going, because they like to play so many games. You know, he's a jokester. And so, that, you know, that goes all into the DNA and the mind control and the programming. And that's kind of what I'm trying to get out there tonight, is a lot of what's going on has to do with hypnosis. Is there anything else you want to share of that, Roy?
I just wanted to share also, my guides are saying that, you know, that you're pretty accurate with that information, because what I'm getting that he's going through some difficult times right now. He's, you know, there's some issues that he needs to, you know, come out face to face with, and a lot of it has to do with his past. Is he living with his family, or where's he living?
Yeah, he's 66 years old, and he's taking care of his 95-year-old mother.
Yeah, because it's saying something about a mom also.
Yeah, and he hasn't been in a relationship in many years. He was raising his daughter, and he's been in two marriages with one love child, a son also. And he's a writer and an architect, so he's pretty creative. He writes beautifully. I don't know if he's a problem, though, but we'll see.
What my guides are telling me that, you know, where do you want this relationship to go? You know, what are you seeing from this?
Well, I would like to go into a marriage, whether it's him or somebody else. I don't know. I don't know him well enough, but that's where I'm going. I want to be married. Yeah.
Because of the information that me and Adrian are both receiving, there's still a lot of issues that he needs to get resolved.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not, you know, right now he's not the Marion type.
Mm-hmm. Tell me why. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't been married in 22 years.
Yeah.
And he was only married to his wife for maybe a year, and then they had the baby, and then they divorced.
And he has a lot of trust issues also.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah. He was very
That's part
needy.
Of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also he was very needy on the text. I mean, oh, my gosh. I've never seen anything like it before. Yeah, I'm a free spirit. You know, I'm not that way at all. I can't have someone dominate me or anything like that. I mean, oh, it's flying away. Yeah.
What my guides are telling me that you need somebody that shares a lot of the same, you know. Some of the same things that you enjoy doing, you know. I'm getting that you're more energetic, you know, you like to do things, you know, go places and have fun.
I do, yeah. He likes the outdoors a lot. Like, he takes photographs of animals. I like that. And he likes to paddleboard, surf, and hike. And, yeah, so he's pretty active that way, but I mean, I love being in nature, but then again, I like to go to restaurants, I like to go to museums, I like to go to, you know what I mean? I like to, you know, go to concerts, and I like to do all that, too. Yeah, I don't know, but that's hard, isn't it, with any couple? You don't share all the same activities, you know?
Not everybody's having problems caring for himself. I mean, how can he, you know, care for someone else if he's having problems with himself?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's part of the healing process.
Yeah, and he is going through a healing process.
Mm. And then also, I mean, it's fine, the part about him taking care of his mother and all, you know, cooks for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and all that and stuff, but how do you have a relationship with someone if they're living with their mother and, you know, doing all that? I don't know. I don't know where they find the time.
You can't.
Yeah.
I've tried it. You can't do it.
Yeah. You can't do it. I mean, no.
They're not independent, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if they're not independent, then how can you depend on them when they're depending on their parents?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that just goes to show you that, you know, they have no motivation, and that's part of the mind control that I was talking about, you know, the Tinkerbell, is that they just want to have fun, they just want to be free, they just want to spend, you know, they just want other people, they want people to depend on them.
Oh.
And everybody that I've dated or I've been with had, you know, Tinkerbell.
Oh.
So they just want to be free. They're like fairies, you know. They're like dragonflies. And the dragonfly don't care either way. They just want to break your heart.
Oh, God.
The Tinkerbell part of them, they just want to have fun. But the dragonfly wants to break your heart. That's part of the heart hook program, you know. The sabotage part is their inability to love or to be loved. That's the part of them that they don't know unconditional love.
Don't you think if you have a child, so, two kids, so with having two kids, don't you get that unconditional love, having that gives unconditional love?
Well, see, their escape has a lot to do with the Tinkerbell, because the Tinkerbell is the fantasy part of them that that escapes love. Instead of dealing with the love and what it feels like to be loved and to feel that unconditional love, they shift back to the Tinkerbell. And the Tinkerbell is the fantasy. It's like,
yeah.
I go back into my own fantasy reality to deal with love, because I can't deal with it because I got a broken heart. So I got to break somebody else's heart to feel better, to feel powerful, you know.
Yeah, but you think you'd have more compassion, because if you did have a broken heart, that you wouldn't want that to happen to someone else because you know what it feels like.
Yeah, and see, that's how they deal with it, though. It's just like, you know how some people deal with pain? They would rather smoke and drink and do drugs instead of deal with reality.
Right, yeah.
That's how they deal with reality. They go back in their fantasy.
Mm.
And then go off and break somebody else's heart and say, hey, you know, I'm going to break his heart because I couldn't get what I wanted. This is what I wanted.
Oh, gosh. I'd have to stay away from that because I don't want a broken heart.
No.
Yeah. See, that's what
no.
I mean.
No. Oh, gosh, no.
They
right
can be,
now,
they can be programmed, but you have to be really careful with them.
He's self-sabotaging himself.
Oh.
And that's not, you know, that's not good, you know, for a relationship.
No. No, that isn't.
Adrian, we need to move on to the next caller. Yeah. Let's see if we get another caller in.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And have a wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the next caller. To the 210 area. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. And what's your name and where are you from?
Well, I'm Tony. I'm calling from Texas. It's been a long time.
It has been a while.
We welcome you to our show. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to see if you have clarified my energy. Is anybody coming in my life?
Are you in the room?
Okay.
Nathan, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I think we lost her.
Lost her?
Yeah, let's go to the next caller from the 252 area. You're on the air.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Keisha from North Carolina. And
we welcome
like
you to our show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I just want to know, do you see anybody new coming into my life?
I do see somebody new coming in your life. And he's African-American. Very tall, very slender built. He has a six-pack. Looks like he's been into sports.
Okay.
His name is David.
David.
And he's really in, he's very educated. He's going to college. He travels a lot. His family's wealthy. I feel like he is religious. I feel
do
like you're going to meet
crazy,
this person.
Do you have any crazy ex-wives on him?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's very hot and spicy. Let's put it that way.
And how long will he stay?
He's sexual. Very sexual person.
Well, how long will he stay in my life? 2 months, 2 weeks?
He's going to be a long term. He's looking for a long term. He's looking for something more than just sex. But he is sexual. He's not into games. Not into checkerboard programming. It's part of game playing. I call it the cat and the mouse programming, but checkerboard. He's very athletic. He's very outgoing. He has a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's very social, and he's also very beneficial. And you're going to meet this person in April.
Okay, I'm totally opposite from that. So how is he going to affect me? That's like opposite.
Since you are the opposite, he is a reflection of you because everything is a reflection. So you're going to learn some things from him to open up. That is your lesson. Don't let him frighten you away from his glamour. From his glamour and his open to, his open energy. Because I know you're more quiet and you're more solo and you're more submissive.
Yeah, that sounds like something that I'd be like ready to run away from. Yeah, you're right about
right.
that. Yeah.
Right, and that's normal. You will feel compelled by his wall. He does put up a wall. and you will feel like I can't get close to him because I am totally I'm cold and he's hot. He's hot and spicy. Like I said, you know, hot and spicy.
Oh, so he's gonna melt me down, huh?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And he can go forever, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll have fun with this one, okay?
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah, he's from Texas.
Is he? All right.
Yeah, that's where his family's from.
He's not from California.
He lives where you're at, but he is from Texas, and he just moved there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and he's just trying to find his place. He's trying to find his place to feel comfortable. And right now, he's not feeling comfortable. He's meeting new friends. But he makes friends fast. He has very magnetic energy, very outgoing,
mm-hmm.
wonderful personality. Is there anything that you want to share, Roy?
I just wanted to share that he is a community oriented. You know, he likes to have fun. He's very intelligent, like Jason mentioned. He's grateful, and he's very intuitive. So he, you know, is spiritually connected, and he knows how to express his emotions. You know, he helps people, you know, that are going through, you know, different emotional problems. Have you ever heard of the dolphins? You know, the energy that comes from the dolphins. Well, his energy is a lot like that. It's a healing energy.
Frequency.
Healing and common, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You might have more frequency, too. I think that's where the sexual part of him comes in, the orca.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Because orcas
really?
Are very aggressive. Yeah.
That
just came
okay.
in orca.
I like that.
Orca and dolphin frequency.
Yeah.
So he has a sonar, so the sonar frequency has to do with mental telepathy, so you got to be careful what you think about this one. He'll pick you up a mile away.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're
talking
about.
Be careful with that one. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
You understand more, so.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. You have a blessed night.
You have
you
a
too.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's see if we get one more caller in, Asia.
Okay. Let's go. Go to the 210 area. You're on the air.
Hi. I guess the call got disconnected.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, this is Tony. I guess the call got disconnected right now because I was on the line.
Oh, okay. We welcome you back.
Oh, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to see if you're seeing your energy, anybody new coming in my life?
Okay, and what's your first name?
It is Tony, T-O-N-I.
Holly?
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Oh, okay.
Tony.
Yes.
Tony. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I could tune in your frequency for a minute. Okay, first thing that came to me, and I don't know, I'm just going to throw this out here anyways, is that you've been struggling to find companionship. You've been struggling to connect with your twin flame, and that you have not met your twin flame is what I'm picking up. But you've been searching. You don't know what you're searching for. You're just kind of throwing. It's like I see you throwing. It's like you're fishing. It's like you're throwing a hook out in the water trying to, you know, roll a fish in. But you don't know what fish you're going to roll in. It might be a big fish, might be a small fish. The small ones are the soulmates. And we think that they're lessons. Well, they're not lessons to be learned. We've already learned. We've come here to, we've already learned all our lessons. It's just that everything is repeating itself because we're starting to remember who we are, where we came from, and that, you know, these people are just reflections of us, the lessons that we have to learn. So, you know, the question is what lesson do you have to learn? What question do you want to learn? You know, you want somebody who's more laid back, somebody who's outgoing, somebody who can just settle for less than the best, or somebody who settles for the best than the less. So that's kind of, you know, what you, where you're going to try to figure out here. And my, I think your lesson is that you're looking for something who settles less than the best, because you're just kind of fishing, is what I see here. And this person is going to be laid back. He's not going to be very wealthy. He's going to have a job as a pizza boy. He's a pizza boy. And he has a car and he goes to school. I see this person as a blonde person, blonde blue eyes. You're going to meet this person in April. April is going to be a really good month for everybody to meet a new romance that will be good for them, that will be suitable. And it's good that you have the intention of, you know, finding someone who's not looking for something that's better, because in the long run, you will be looking for something that is better, because, you know, this is a reflection of you. You know, because you'll get to the point where you'll feel like, you know, I just kind of want to settle for this right now, but then in the long run, I might find something that's better. You know, somebody that might have, you know, a good job, that wants a family, that wants to settle down, or even get married in the future. So that's kind of what how I see your future. That's what spirit's showing me. What's that?
He's just going to be a fling, not someone that be serious with or anything like that.
Right, and this guy may not even be long-term. Because there's something that you have to learn. Unless you're looking for someone, you know, like some people are looking for a marriage or a commitment.
Well, definitely. I mean, I don't think I would want to. I think I'm already out through that stage in my life.
Right. And so when you're fishing, you know, you might catch a whale, or you might catch a shark, you might catch a minnow. You don't know what you're going to catch out there, but that's what I see. I just see you fishing. I don't know if that's like a metaphor or something. I see metaphors. That's how I see things. What's your take on that, Roy?
My guides would tell me that in the past, did you rush into relationships?
No, I was married for 10 years. I've been divorced for 3 years. And I did have a relationship just recently, but it was just not what I was looking for.
Because so, my guides are saying that, you know, that things are going slow for you right now. And the main thing is, you know, finding the right person. You know, you don't want to rush into anything because, you know, you don't want your heart broken. And you want to make sure that you find that right, you know, relationship for you. Main thing is when you do find that right person, you know, you got to step up the pace a little because you don't want, like Caitlin says, you know, you want to reel them in. You know, you don't want to let them pass by, you know. You know, you've heard the saying, when you snooze, you lose. Yes. So you want to, you know, move things up a little bit faster.
You want to be open to the possibilities that have been, you know, led to you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking for something lesser than the best, than the better. Sometimes that's better because,
mm-hmm.
Because there's, you know, reflections that you want to learn for yourself to better yourself. So, and they may even have the same goals as you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I'm looking for the less than the better because if I look for the better, then, you know, they might have reflections that might reflect off of me because they might say, you know, I'm better than you because I have this. Or because I have this, you have to have this because I have this. So
mm-hmm.
that's a reflection off of you. That reflects off your energy. If you're a healer and you care about people, then you want someone who's lesser than the better.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them at your level. You see what I'm saying? If they're at your level, then they'll understand. If they're not at your level, then they're going to demand things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, well, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. I've had that happen
mm-hmm.
to me before.
Mm-hmm.
So the lesson is to learn that you don't have to. The lesson is to be happy with yourself, how you are,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you might learn things from other people too, you know. They might say, hey, you need to buy you some nice clothes, or can I help you clean, or can I do this for you, you know. That's okay too, but you also want to be happy with yourself. That's what's important, with your space, you know. You shouldn't have to have somebody tell you when you already know, you know. That's what I believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think that's just all programming, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can be your own leader and just know what you want and go after it and just say, yeah, this is what I want. This is what I'm going to do, you know. Spirit showing me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see you meeting someone really special. I really do, because I do feel that you're a special person and special people deserve, you know, special people. And you reflect off of that, you know, that energy will attract to you, you know.
I hope so.
And then, sometimes that's hard to find, too. Sometimes that can't be, you know, you could be fishing in a pond with some bad fish, but in the end,